It was cold. We got into bed. The last night in Buna. Yet another last night. The last night at home. The last night in the ghetto. The last night in the train. And now, the last night in Buna. How much longer were our lives to be dragged out from one last night to another? I did not sleep at all. Through the frosted panes, bursts of red light could be seen. Cannon shots split the nighttime silence. How close the Russians were. Between them and us, one night. Our last night. There was whispering from one bed to another. With luck, the Russians would be here before the evacuation. Hope revived again. Someone shouted, "Try and sleep. Gather your strength for the journey." This reminded me of my mother's last words of advice in the ghetto. But I could not sleep. My foot felt as if it were burning. In the morning, the face of the camp had changed. Prisoners appeared in strange outfits. It was like a masquerade. Everyone had put on several garments, one on top of the other, in order to keep out the cold. Poor mountebanks, wider than they were tall, more dead than alive. Poor clowns, their ghost-like faces emerging from piles of prison clothes. Buffoons. I tried to find a shoe that was too large. In vain, I tore up a blanket and wrapped my wounded foot in it. Then I went wandering through the camp looking for a little more bread and a few potatoes. Someone said we were being taken to Czechoslovakia. No, to Gross Rosen. No, to Gleiwitz. No, to... 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The snow was still coming down thickly. The time was passing quickly now. Dusk had fallen. The day was disappearing in a monochrome of gray. The head of the block suddenly remembered